With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Former President Donald Trump stopped in the battleground state of Michigan today and made a campaign promise, an initiative that would require insurance companies or the government to pay for the cost of IVF, in vitro fertilization, for families.
Under the Trump administration, your government will pay for, or your insurance company will be mandated to pay for, all costs associated with IVF treatment, fertilization for women, IVF treatment. Because we want more babies, to put it very nicely.
The former president did not detail how he would fund his plan or how it would work. Trump also suggested in an interview with NBC that he will vote to repeal Florida's 6-week abortion ban. ABC has announced the ground rules for the upcoming presidential debate. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Next month's debate between Vice President Harris and former President Trump won't have an audience, live microphones when candidates aren't speaking, or written notes. The parameters now in place for the September 10 debate in Philadelphia are essentially the same as they were for the June debate between Trump and President Biden. According to ABC News, the candidates will stand behind lecterns, will not make opening statements, and will not be allowed to bring notes during the 90-minute debate. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore says he made an honest mistake in failing to correct a White House fellowship application 18 years ago when he wrote he had received a Bronze Star for his military service in Afghanistan that he never ended up receiving. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 243 points, the NASDAQ dropped 39, the S&P lower by a fraction. This is SRN News. Missionaries are gathering in Africa.
The Global Church Network is holding a summit in Kampala, Uganda this week to finalize plans for spreading the gospel to all parts of East Africa by the end of this decade. GCN President James Davis says, quote, God is opening incredible doors for synergistic ministry through faithful missionaries, evangelists, and pastors. The gospel has been spreading widely in Africa in recent decades despite growing persecution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Georgia Senate committee is starting a new push by Republicans in the state to ban males from participating in women's sports. Senators heard testimony this week from five former college swimmers who are suing the NCAA and Georgia Tech over a man's participation in the 2022 NCAA Women's Championships. 2 years ago, lawmakers approved a measure that let the Georgia High School Association regulate transgender participation. This is SRN News. A Massachusetts boy has become a celebrity all because of his ice cream stand.
12-year-old Danny Doherty set up an ice cream stand to raise money for charity. 50% of the profits would go to his brother's hockey team. But one day after setting up business near his house in Norwood, city leaders said he was violating a state regulation and he had to stop. His plight caught the attention of residents and local businesses. So far, they have raised nearly $20,000 on that young man's behalf. Jason Walker reporting.
Former New Jersey governor and unsuccessful Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie will teach a course on running for office at Yale this semester. The weekly seminar taught by Christie is entitled How to Run a Political Campaign. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.